I made my bride's acquaintance at Kennedy Airport, formerly Idlewild, just in time for us to commence our honeymoon by catching the 10 p.m. jet to London. It wasn't the first time I'd acquired a wife in the line of duty, but it was the first time I'd done it sight unseen. I'd been informed that the girl's code name was Claire, and that she was small, 5'2", 105, and blonde and tanned and competent. It had been explained to me that they were hauling her back from the Far East somewhere to do this job with me, and that she was coming straight through, briefed and costumed, and inoculated on the way so there would be no opportunity for advance introductions. We needed a female agent who had never operated in Europe, Mac had told me in his Washington office on the second floor of an obscure building in an obscure street, never mind the name. I do not think she will be recognized there. I hope not. I've operated in Europe, sir, I said. He looked at me across the desk. It was hard to read his expression for the sunlit window behind him, not that his expression is ever easy to read, whatever the direction of the light. I'd known him a long time, and if his hair was gray, it was no grayer now than when I'd first met him. His eyebrows were still startlingly black. Maybe he dyed them for effect. It was, I knew, a matter for speculation among the younger members of the outfit. As far as I was concerned, his eyebrows were his own business. I wasn't about to ask. I'll buck him on something important, but not on eyebrows. "You are supposed to be recognized, Eric," he said, using my code name for emphasis. "I see," I said, although that was a slight exaggeration. "You are the stalking horse," he said. "You will travel under your own name openly. You are Matthew Helm, a U.S. undercover agent, but ostensibly you are off duty for the moment. You have just married a lovely young girl after a whirlwind romance, and you've been given a month's leave for honeymoon purposes." It was more or less what I'd expected after the build-up he'd given the unknown girl. He doesn't pass out words like competent lightly. But that didn't make me like it any better. "All right, I'm a horse," I said. "Who are we stalking and how, playing the honeymoon couple seeing the sights of Europe? It doesn't seem like a very promising gambit to me."